We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Margie Schaefer.
And I'm Eric Thomas.
Here's what's happening.
An investigation has revealed neither of the farms where the mass shooting took place in Half Moon Bay had permits for farm worker housing. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports live that oversight of those conditions has been virtually non-existent in San Mateo County. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Eric. Well, neither Concord Farms or Terra Garden, where seven people were shot dead, had permits. Many of the workers had no running water or a kitchen of any kind.
In Half Moon Bay, that's not the worst. They were actually living decently compared to other people.
Darlene Tennis is the founder of the Farm Worker Caravan, advocating for farm workers. Now, typically the county acts if a complaint has been filed, but to complain could mean losing your job. And many farm workers are operating on H-2A visas specifically for ag workers.
The question, like, was as a day, well, who's approving this, right? Because they're H-2A workers. Who's the one going around and saying, okay, this is approved housing, this is approved housing, or whatever? They're just ignoring it.
But the spokesman with San Mateo County says they are not ignoring it. San Mateo County's planning and department oversees the housing. A spokesman says they have no housing permits on file for either farm and no complaints filed. Reporting live, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors plans to expand its gun violence strike team following the two recent mass shootings in California. The team works out of the DA's office, and their focus is to get guns out of the hands of those who have a history of gun violence. This includes people who've committed domestic abuse. Supervisor Cindy Chavez says they'll be adding 11 more positions, from more investigators to more analysts and attorneys. The Board of Supervisors meets today at noon in San Jose.
Northern California got a decent drenching over the weekend. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports live, San Francisco just hit a major rain milestone. Matt?
Good morning, Margie. During the current rainfall season, San Francisco has received about 22 inches of rain, and that is basically a full season's worth of precipitation in just a few months. The city hit that milestone on Saturday afternoon.
Well, we did have quite the wet event over the weekend. Plenty of rainfall for most of us, around a quarter of an inch up to three quarters of an inch locally.
Sean Miller, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says higher elevations like the Santa Cruz Mountains saw up to 2 inches of rain. You'll remember San Francisco set a record on New Year's Eve when it received nearly 5.5 inches of rain, or about 25% of its average rainfall for the year.
You know, obviously we didn't want quite as much as we got all at one time and some of the flooding we had earlier on in the season, but getting this is really helping to green things up and help us with regards to the drought.
Meanwhile, the Sierra near Lake Tahoe saw anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow over the weekend, which, Margie, you know about because you were up in the Tahoe area.
Yeah, quick trip.
More rain and snow expected next weekend. Reporting live, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Oakland fire officials still trying to name the cause of a warehouse fire on Medford Avenue yesterday evening. Firefighters were called after 5:30 to the 9900 block of Medford, where they found smoke pouring out of the warehouse. More trucks arrived on the scene after a second alarm was called. They found a large rig on fire inside the warehouse. Took them just under an hour to extinguish the blaze. No one was hurt. The cause of the fire still under investigation. With the 6-day forecast, here's Jessica Birch. How are things looking?
You know, pretty mild for us today. Yesterday was an interesting day. I was on Twitter earlier this morning and I saw rainbows and rain clouds and sunshine all within the past 24 hours, but that's not the case for us today. We're actually drying up as we head into this afternoon. Daytime highs today topping off in the upper 50s and lower 60s. It's a typical San Francisco day here in the Bay Area, and all throughout the Bay, even along our coast, we're going to be seeing upper 50s this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. We're going to continue to dry up as we head throughout the rest of this week, with temperatures staying pretty mild. Like I said, upper 50s and lower 60s. So what you get today is pretty much what you get on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even into this weekend. And as mild as this forecast is, it's also a really pleasant forecast, too. If you want to get out there and go to your local park, maybe take the kids just around the neighborhood for a nice stroll, or even take the pets out for an extra long walk, this is the week to do it. And don't feel bad if you can't do it today, because you have all week long to get out there and really get some nice fresh air. We'll keep you updated on that forecast, but for now, I'm meteorologist Jessica Birch with your KCBS KPIX First Alert forecast.
Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong, surrounded by supporters at his church, said he did nothing wrong and demands to be reinstated to his position. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports.
Armstrong spoke at an Oakland church.
I deserve to be in the position as chief of police. As someone born and raised in Oakland, someone who has struggled and come from poverty to make it to the chief of police position, I think it's a huge accomplishment. But to have someone tarnish my reputation, tarnish the beliefs of my family and friends in this community, is unacceptable.
Armstrong was placed on leave following an independent report on his department's internal investigation. Armstrong says the department's investigation was conducted appropriately. Armstrong's supporters contend he's being improperly targeted by an official heading federal oversight of the department, which dates back many years. Armstrong says Oakland police will be eligible to exit the oversight process in 5 months, but worries that may not happen. In Oakland, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
San Jose police say an arrest has been made following the shooting of a police officer on Saturday morning after a traffic stop made Friday night. Officers pulled over a vehicle around 10:30 near King and Story. Gunshots hit the patrol vehicle multiple times. After the driver began shooting at officers, both officers returned fire, striking the vehicle as it sped away. Neither officer was injured. Later, the police found the suspect in the 800 block of Sinbad Avenue and called for backup. During that operation, a man appeared in the home's backyard and began firing at police. One of the officers was shot after 3 in the morning and sustained non-life-threatening injuries. He was treated at a local hospital. Police say the suspect surrendered and was arrested shortly afterwards.
Remember the phrase herd immunity? We used to talk about it a lot in reference to COVID-19, but as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, one local health expert says there's a good reason that term isn't really tossed around anymore.
We haven't reached herd immunity, and here's the harder part for those who were very invested in the concept, says Santa Clara County Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody. We aren't going to.
What we've learned about this virus is that it continues to change and mutate, and it's sort of a dance between the immunity in the population and what the virus is doing.
So we can't count on enough people getting COVID so that it will just die out anymore. That's why she says it's important to get every booster that comes along once you're approved for it. And as county vaccination and testing spots close and the president declares the COVID emergency over, Santa Clara Associate Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jennifer Tong says,
COVID vaccines are becoming now part of routine health care, whereas many people should be visiting their doctors for regular visits, possibly for chronic illnesses.
That's where you'll keep getting those COVID shots. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
After being hit by a rash of robberies and break-ins, Bay Area cannabis businesses are fighting back with a new high-tech tool, an artificial intelligence security system. Here's KCBS's Jim Taylor.
This happened recently at 3 o'clock in the morning, Highway 29 Healthcare, a dispensary in Vallejo. Crowbars in hand, a crew in hoodies attempting a break-in. The response, immediate.
Hey, stop what you're doing! This is Deep Sentinel Security! You are being recorded! The police are on the way!
I mean, you don't have to be an expert in security that if someone's walking up to a location with a crowbar in their hand, they have pretty bad intentions.
Tomas Boref, VP Deep Sentinel Security in Pleasanton. Unlike other security systems,
but we're able to provide very unique solution by a lot of the filtering out that the AI does.
Yeah, the squirrels are, if not mistaken, for robbers. Due to banking rules, cannabis dispensaries do tend to be cash only, makes them attractive targets for thieves. This system catches them in the act and calls the cops. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.